Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
The Birth of a Star by Chris Rose. June the 5th, 2006. Henry looks carefully into the telescope, which lets him see far, far away. As far away as the distant nebulae on the far edges of the Milky Way. Henry is an astronomer. He looks at the sky, and at stars in particular. Even though he spends much of his time looking at detailed computer reports, which are just lists and lists of numbers, his favourite thing about his job is looking through the telescope. And today, he is very excited. He isn't sure yet, but he thinks he has seen a dense cloud which might be the beginning of a new star. July the 5th, 2006. Henry is still looking for a tiny point of light in the sky. He checks the lists and lists of numbers that his computer produces and tries to make sense of them. He tries to turn the basic data into an image, a picture of the star he hopes to see, but it is not yet possible. He arrives home feeling tired. His wife, Anna, sits down next to him. "I've got some news," she says. August the 5th, 2006. Henry is so excited about being a father that he has forgotten about his star. Anna is feeling sick and tired. Henry is no longer thinking about nebulae and clouds and gases. He is thinking about pushchairs and nappies. September the 5th, 2006. Anna and Henry go to the doctor. Anna has an ultrasound scan. Henry is used to seeing distant images of planets and stars and clouds, and now he looks at this image. It almost looks like a cloud, but it is much clearer. He can see the outline of a head, the features of a face, and he realizes that this means much more to him than the distant stars he's used to looking at. October the 5th, 2006. Anna finally starts to get fatter. Henry is feeling terrified. For the first time now, he realizes exactly what it means. In a few months' time, he will be a father. November the 5th, 2006. Anna looks at her tummy and now starts to feel that there is another living person inside her. She thinks about Henry's job and remembers how excited Henry was a few months ago when he thought that he could see a new star. December the 5th, 2006. Henry thinks that Anna looks a bit like a whale, but that she is very beautiful anyway. He thinks that next Christmas, everything will be very, very different. January the 5th, 2007. Anna feels like she wants to sleep all the time. She feels like the baby already wants to come out. The baby is kicking her from inside. She feels like a football. She can't wait to become a mother. Henry calls her 10 times a day on her mobile phone. February the 5th, 2007. It can take as long as 10 million years for a star to form, but Henry doesn't care about seeing his star anymore. He knows that although he may be the first person to see a new star, it is impossible for him to see the birth of a star, from its beginning to its appearance. But he doesn't care, because a new star has just entered his life. "But we haven't thought of a name," says Anna, holding the tiny baby in her arms.
"I have," says Henry. "I've got a beautiful name for her."
"What is it?"
"Stella. Let's call her Stella."
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.